It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado's caseload from coronavirus approaches 4,000, big venues could start to fill with temporary hospital beds. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state of Colorado is working with the military to prepare field hospitals for COVID-19 patients across the state, following the lead of places like California and New York. The plan is to build 2,000 temporary beds by April 18th as the outbreak surge approaches. They would house COVID patients with less severe symptoms, freeing up space in hospitals, according to Incident Commander Scott Bookman.
This is where we're looking at larger facilities, arenas, convention centers, stadiums, even warehouses that we can convert to field hospitals.
The state also wants 10,000 spots to quarantine asymptomatic COVID patients, including people who are homeless. Those could be in dorms and hotels. Still to be determined, how to staff the temporary facilities. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Last week's federal relief package includes more than $200 million for RTD. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
The Federal Transit Administration has announced a total of $2 billion in federal funding for the nation's public transportation systems in response to COVID-19. It's part of the CARES Act. RTD is set to get around $230 million of that money to use for any operations costs associated with COVID-19. RTD says it's seen ridership fall 70% and plans to drastically cut service on April 19th. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The Thompson and Poudre school districts in northern Colorado both announced Thursday that they will keep buildings closed and learning online for the remainder of the academic year. The Gunnison Watershed School District in western Colorado also called off classes for the rest of the year Thursday. The decisions come a day after Governor Jared Polis extended the statewide school closure through April 30th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.